Yes.
It was just put up on my heart that we should stay and have prayer for Eddie, and that he can get back home so he can be with us and be congregating with all of us. And that's where he wants to be, and that's where we really pray a prayer that the Lord will heal and help him again.
Okay, let's do that. Let's all stand and we'll pray for Pastor Eddie and Fern. Almighty God, as we come to you, Lord, we speak and ask on behalf of our pastor and Fern. Lord, we pray, God, that you would touch his body, both of them right now. Lord, that you would help them. Help them, Lord, to be mended from their affliction. I pray that they would be released from the oppression that is currently affecting their bodies. And Lord, we just ask you in the name of Jesus, our great God and Lord of all creation, God, that you would reach down and touch him right now. Touch them both, Lord, so that they would be made well. And God, that they would be able to participate once again in the services. And Lord, that we will be blessed by their presence. And God, that you would do this thing, not for our benefit, but Lord, for the glory of Jesus Christ. And to his name, Lord, may the glory and the honor go. Father, we're just instruments of your salvation. And we ask you, God, that you would extend everyone's prayer of faith right now, Lord, upon Pastor Eddie and Fern. And Lord, that you would raise them up and bring them back. And God, that you would show us, reveal to us, Lord, your great glory. And God, we will praise you. We will give you the praise and we will give you the honor. And we will ask you, God, to just do this on behalf of Pastor Eddie and Fern. Lord, please intervene on their behalf. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. thank you for that. So, last week we started a short series here, and I basically titled it The Gift. And last week was the first of the series, and we called it The Gift to an Old Couple, and we talked about Zacharias and Elizabeth. And the story of Zacharias and Elizabeth, even though we tend to only remember it during the time of the holidays, it just goes to remind us that God can do the impossible, and that God is on the move, and that God does everything at the right time, at the right moment. Now, it may not always be convenient for us, because I can't imagine being well up into your elder years and having a newborn. You know, think about it. It was tough enough for me when I was young, much less to be old. But the fact is, God can do these things. And it was so reminiscent of Abraham and Sarah. Remember that? Remember they were too old to have children? But God can do the impossible. So he reminds us again through these accounts. So now we're going to focus our attention on Mary and Joseph. And again, I think it's a shame sometimes that we only focus on them really when it's Christmas time. But I tell you, this has so much. It's just so deep, and it's great, because now we're gonna think about what it means for this particular couple and us. And so I want you to think about this.